Hi, I'm Arch, and this is Archie's Archives. Just last week, one of my friends and colleagues, Bob Maples, died, and we had his funeral on Friday, that's yesterday. And I thought I'd play some music in remembrance of Bob and other people who have died over the year today. And at this funeral, we discovered that Bob Maples was very interested in music, a lot more than I had realized. We had talked about music, and he taught French at Lycoming, so I assumed that he might like French composers, but he didn't. He preferred German composers of the late 19th century, like Wagner and Bruckner, and I was surprised at his funeral when his son played a lot of Bach. In fact, they played four versions of the same Bach chorale taken from the Matthew Passion. And I thought, and apparently Bob had wanted it done that way. So that's really interesting. One never knows what one's friends really like until, you know, it's too late to do anything about it. So I'm going to play some pieces that I think Bob might have liked, but of course we have absolutely no way of telling, because he may have detested these particular pieces that I'm going to play. But, you know, at least it gives me a focus for the music that we would like to listen to on this Saturday, the 13th of February. And so this show is going to be dedicated to Bob. Bob Maples, formerly a professor of French at Lycoming. If you ever saw Disney's original Fantasia, you would have seen this conductor, Leopold Stokowski, conducting various pieces by Bach, rearranged for the orchestra. Stokowski was an organist, but he preferred to play the orchestra as though it was an organ. So he would rearrange Bach organ works for the orchestra. This particular piece we're going to play next is called Comme Suisse Tote, which means Come Sweet Death, and it really is intended to be played at the bedside of somebody who's on the brink of death, and to ease his or her passing into death. And so it's not intended for young people at all, it's just intended for elderly folks who are in their deathbeds. But anyway, there is this chorale that Bach wrote, and Leopold Stokowski has exaggerated the sadness of it almost beyond recognition. But it is a very well-known piece of the type that we are trying to feature today.
Thank you.
from the few words that Bob's son David said at the funeral, we understood that Bob was very anxious not to have heavy, typical funeral music at the funeral, because I think he was easily embarrassed and he didn't like anybody to make a fuss about these kinds of things. But the actual music that he liked was sumptuous music of the Romantic era. And so that previous piece that we just listened to might have found favor with him, but on the other hand, maybe that particular one he might not have liked. But the treatment of it that Stokowski gave might have been almost the worst thing about it. So I took the liberty of changing the tempo slightly. This next piece is from the Matthew Passion, which parts of which Bob Maples obviously liked. This is an aria by a bass that says, "Make my heart pure." It's a very youthful feeling and quite a contrast from the previous piece. And here it is, sung by Cornelius Houtman.
Geh aus, lass Jesum ein.
The last chorus of the St. Matthew Passion is a very unusual piece for Bach. It is a completely homophonic chorus. In other words, there's not a lot of counterpoint going on where different melodies are going in different voices. And in this particular chorus, the choir simply says, "We are sitting down here in tears, calling to you in your tomb. Rest softly. Rest your weary limbs." It is very uncharacteristic because of the complete absence of counterpoint. It is as though the choir is too weary to sing anything complicated and simply wails its sorrow. So here is Wir setzen uns, the last chorus from the St. Matthew Passion.
Thank you.
I would like to play for you the first movements of Mozart's Requiem. And I know Bob Maples would probably have hated the thought of imposing or inflicting this piece on his friends, but we have a little bit more latitude to do this kind of thing over the radio than we would have had with a captive audience. So this is one of the most lovely movements in music, and it's all Mozart as far as we can tell. Commentators have said that it seems to suggest that Mozart was incredibly in fear of death. It's all about fear of death. Many of the movements seem to support that theory. Still, this is very beautiful. Here is the first movement from Mozart's Requiem. You're listening to WXPI Radio 88.5. This is Archie's Archives, and I'm Archie. Thanks for listening so far. Please stay tuned for the rest.